In the middle of the sugyas of Shinui Makom, I want to emphasize or zone in on a din that we mentioned earlier on, but it's a din that we have not really discussed at length and how to apply it halacha lemaisa, and that's the braisa that we saw. B'nei chabura shayu misuvin lishtos v'yakru agleim liros letzeis likros chasim v'kala. There's a chabura who is sitting, eating or drinking together in a house, and then they go out in order to go greet the chasim and kala. K'shein chozen ein tunin bracha lechatchila. And when they come back, they do not need to make a new bracha. Says the Gemara, "V'medvarim amorim sheinichu sham zakin ochola." Have a loy nichu sham zakin ochola sham lo zakin v'lo chola. Kshein yotzin to the bracha l'mafreya, kshein chozin to the bracha l'chadchila. It all depends if they leave the zakin or chola back in the house. If they left the zakin or chola back in the house, so when they come back, that saves them from having to make a new bracha, and they would have to not have to make new brachas. They would save them from shinui makom. But if they did not leave zakin or chola back in the original place, then they would need to make new brachas. It would be shayach shinui makom, like all the halachas that we've learned up until this point. Now, just to throw in over here, the post can bring down that zakin and chola is lav dafka. Mishnah Berurah passing like this. See, I'm passing like this. The zakin and chola is lav dafka. It's just generally why would they go out to greet the chasan and kala? Because either they were too old or they were too sick. Okay, everyone else would go out to greet the chasan. But any chanami, if you leave back someone who's not a chasan or kala, it would also save you from shinui makom. That means, even though that when I leave, we generally have the problem of shinui makom, we have to make bracha l'chav rafael, l'chav chila, according to the machaber, just bracha rishona, according to the sheet of the Roma, that is only if you did not leave people back at the table. But if you leave back at the table, l'chor, according to this bracha, according to this braisa, it's going to save you. Okay? The question is, what's Pshadnas did? Why does this help? What is leaving the zakan or chol, someone back in the house? Why does that save you from shinui makom? So says the Ran, kevan shenishar sham lo nekar hakvias. You never uprooted the kvias that you originally had from this suda. Okay, dainu shinui makom. When you leave your house, it's going to be ochre the kvias. Over here, since you leave something back at the house, it would never ochre the kvias. That's the shita of the Ran. The drisha. Talmud of the Roma brought down and then brought in the bottom of the Beis Yosef. You find the Drisha and the Prisha of the same person. Okay, the Drisha writes, now, what's the reason why leaving a person back in the house is going to help? The Kevan Sheniach Mitzas Chaver Mikoman Vada Yachzur Lumikoman. That shows us for sure you're going to end up going back to the original place. Okay? What is that? What does that help? Because Shinui Makom, according to this, is saying that when I leave my place, we're afraid you're not going to go back, and therefore you were okir your makom, you left your makom, and therefore you're mishani your makom, or i.e. you are mesiach das from your suda. Over mashenkin over here, when you leave people back, you're going to have to come back. You never left your mind from the suda, and therefore you're going to go back and see it again. Okay, lefri beis perushin to leave chavir makom, it's going to save you from shinui makom. Comes the Beis Yosef. And here's the following chiddush. Okay, Mechaber Paskins is in Sivayz, Shartzian, says the Beis Yosef in the Beis Yosef. Okay, he says it's mashma that this din only applies to the sheet of Rav Sheshes. The sheet of Rav Sheshes is it does not make a hevdol bein. Foods are tunim bracha mikoman, v'she'enam tunim bracha mikoman. But according to Rav Chisda, according to the Shita Rav Chisda, that anyways gets rid of half her foods or even more than that, is not shaykh to shini makom. Anything that's kaveya bracham im koman, tunim bracham im koman, is not shaykh shini makom. This whole heter of iniach zakin or chola does not apply. Does not apply. It does not help. Okay. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Bach agrees with him. It's mashav from other poskim that this is true. However, Meforish in other Rishonim, the smack says Beferish, Hagos smack. He says Beferish over there that it will work. Mixas chaverim will work for the foods that Rav Chisda would hold would be shech shini makom dvarim she'enan tunim brachim mekaman. Okay, peros, dessert foods, drinks, things like this. Anything that's not, as we saw last week, chamish is minei dagon. And bread, according to the way we pass, okay, anything that's not that, So for those foods, which we normally be shayach shini makom, for the sheet of the Ramah, the pasuk is like Rav Chisda, miniach mitzvahs chaverim is going to work. So you're sitting down for a steak and potatoes with the fam, you leave, generally that's going to end your suda. You had your steak and potatoes, none of them are tuning bracha koman. You would leave, you would have to make a new bracha when you come back to the suda. No, if you leave, mitzvahs chaverim, you leave your family members at the table, that shows you're going to go back to the suda, says the smack. And so to the drisha, that this is going to help. And I want to tell you that this machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the smack and the drisha on the other side is totally on the two terutzim of what the heter of mitzvahs chaverim helps for. Is it like the Ran or is it like the drisha? The Ran understands that shinui makom is when I have a kvias, when I'm sitting down for a kavua sa'uda, the Ainu generally with bread, that's an extraordinary kavua sa'uda, and now I leave my makom, so now I've ended my eating session. I've now eaten my snedida, and I've now okered my kvias. I've uprooted the kvias that I have. So says the Ran, when you leave someone back at the table, that keeps the kvias going. Masha ain't came by foods that don't are not really kavua foods. Okay, we generally hold bread and things like that. That's our foods are kavua. But other foods are not really such kvias. Therefore, they're not tuning bracha mimkoman. Those things not shaykh kvias. Anyways, you never had a kvias to start with. So therefore, mixes chaverim is not going to help to continue a kvias that didn't exist before. So therefore, mixes chaverim is not going to work over here. Masha ein kein, the drisha holds that this is a whole sugya like we learned last time, according to the Ramah, is a din in hesach hadas. When I mishana my makom, I may siach my das from the suda. When I'm having varma tunim bracha mikom, I'm never may siach my das, because I always have to go back to make my bracha achrona. So too over here, when I leave mixes chaverim, since now I'm going to have to go back to my friends, I'm bringing them back to the people sitting at the table, that's going to save me even by dvar matuni bracha mikolman. Nafkamina, does the heter of mixes chaverim work for foods that are not tuning bracha mikolman? Everything in the Ashkenazic world, they're not tuning bracha, and even in the Sephardic world, we have to ask, when does the heter of aniach mixes chaverim work or not? And this is the psak of the Ramah, Lemaisa. The psak of the Ramah is like the drisha. It's Lashitasa, it's his Talmud. Okay? He paskins aloha Lemaisa that if I'm an Ashkenazic Jew, where generally I'm not in a bread suda, which anyways is no shini makom. I'm not eating mizonos, which is anyway not shini makom. I'm having some type of food that is not tuni bracha mikon. Generally, if I would get up and leave my house right now, it's going to end my eating session. I'm a mesiach das. And if I want to eat more, I have to make a new bracha. Okay? However, if I leave mixes chaverim, I leave some people back in the house at the table, therefore when I come back, it's going to save me from making a new bracha, and I'm allowed to continue my seuda. Okay? I'm allowed to continue my seuda without making a bracha. Masha ain't Cain, the Beis Yosef would say, even Ashkenazim cannot rely on us. Forget about that, even if we're not going to listen to the Beis Yosef, but Ashkenazim, major nafkamin over here, if you're not going to introduce that even for Sfardim, There's a nafkamina between dvar matunim bracha mimkoman versus dvar she'enam tunim bracha mimkoman. Does the heter mixes chaverim work by dvar matunim bracha mimkoman bread mizonos products? We're gonna say if you leave mixes chaverim back at the table, even for so Sfardim are gonna say it's gonna help save you from shinui mako. Mash and cane, other types of foods are not tunim bracha mimkoman. There's no kvias to be okered. Therefore, anich mixes chaver is not going to work ever for Sfardim. That's the psak of Ravavadi Yosef for Sfardim. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the Machaber is also going to hold. That even implies that. But the Pash is not like that. The Beis Yosef does not seem like that. Definitely the Alkut Yosef does not seem like that. It seems like for Sfardim they would have to be Machmer. That anich mixes chaver is not going to work by Dvarim She'enem Tunim Bracha Bimekoman. Okay? So therefore, leaving friends back at the table is going to work for us Ashkenazim. That means no matter what, if you leave friends at the table, you're never going to have to make shayin and shinimah, because never going to be shaykh. If it's dvarim shet tunim bracha mimkoman, you don't even need the friends. If it's dvarim shet ain tunim bracha mimkoman, the friends are going to save you from ending your original suda. Now, call him Ramosha Feinstein, he has another heter. Ramosha Feinstein, chelakesim and tadzayin oz yod, says, if you leave something back, forget about people, you leave an object back that it's muchrach that you're going to come back for it, Therefore, it's also going to save you from shinui makom. That means you leave your wallet, you leave your iPhone back at the house. Okay, and now I leave to go. I don't know, and they go setting, and no, I'm just having a fruit salad, whatever it might be. When I come back, I do not need to make a bracha achrona. I do not have to make a bracha rishona, says Rav Moshe. Why? Since I'm muchach to come back. I never was meisiach my das from the Suda, and therefore I'm going to come back. Obviously, Rav Moshe only works in the world of the drisha, who holds the din that's going to be because I'm forced to come back. I'm always going to be coming back. Vasha Enke in the Ran, you're not okir your kvias. There's nothing over here. Your iPhone's not going to save your kvias for you. Okay? Might do a whole lot of things, your iPhones, but it's not save you from your kvias over here. And therefore, that revotion seems to be saying it within the Drisha's Chiddush. Okay? Now, as opposed, we'll focus more on this next time, that I think we mentioned also that shinui makom, let's say I'm having dvar matunim bracha bimkoman. Maybe talking dvar matunim bracha bimkoman. Okay, I'm having mezonos. Okay, I'm having rugalach, I'm having pasta, or I'm washing out of suda. So we said that there's going to be no shinui makom for Ashkenazim, there's no shinui makom whether I leave the house and I come back, or even if I go to a second location now and I continue eating in a second location, it's not shaykh shinui makom. And I would not have to make new brachas. It's not necessarily shinui makom, because shinui makom does not apply whether I go back to the original place or continue that. That is only true by the heter for Ashkenazim, by dvarim she'enan tunim bracha b'mekoman. For our heter over here that we learned today, for chaverim, mixes chaverim, leaving chaverim back at the table, that's only going to help you if you go back to the original place. But if you're going to continue in a second location, what's going to help that mixes chaverim? That's not going to help you at all. You would have to make a new bracha, and at the end of the day, you're going to make a new bracha on that. That's where we're going to end today. The heter of mixes chaverim and other things. Adkan, yes. Okay, very good question. The question is, do they have to be actually sitting at the table? The answer is, I cannot be. They have to be mamash sitting at the table. You have to be leaving them, assuming that they're going to be around the table. They're not done with the suda yet. And then when you come back, the suda is still going to be going on. Okay, if they're going to go play video games in their bedroom, so that lechora, that's not going to help you for your kvias. It's not going to make you go back. Okay. You're coming back to finish the suda with them.
But the general case, let's say, is Shabbos. You run and do an early mincha, right?
Ooh, don't say that. We're going to get to early mincha next time. Okay,
late mincha. It doesn't matter. Late mincha, we'll get to that. I'm saying you go out for a minute.
Right.
They're waiting for you at the table. As long as
that's fine. They could sit on the counter. They're going to be coming back to the table. Yeah, that's going to be fine. Yes, Frank. This